tonight.
The wheat across the northern plains looks decent. West Bread Wheat Regional Commercial Manager Troy Seiler says there are some dry pockets in north central and northwestern North Dakota.
And of course, we had excessive rain in certain areas, so the polar opposite. And that's around the Fargo area, Cass County, Barnes County, Griggs, and then also in South Dakota. And South Dakota really suffers from a lot of prevent plant. But overall, the crop looks really good. The big hurdle at this point, and we've checked a lot of boxes through the year, through the season, is really fusarium.
Seiler says with all of the moisture and optimal temperatures, there will likely be more fusarium head blight. Lodging will also be a concern.
Still is. And so if some more systems come through, growers will need to be watching their wheat for potential lodge. Also, if you have some late planted wheat, it's still not too late if your wheat is flowering to get a good quality fungicide. After that, it's up to Mother Nature, and I think we're set up really for a real good wheat crop in Minnesota and North Dakota and northern South Dakota.
A little further south, you